The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. Texans Extra Points is presented by BHP Billiton. By Reliant, keeps you powered at home, at work, and on the go. And by your local Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
Wherever you are, go crazy right now for about 3 seconds. Football is here at long last. Yes! Texans Extra Points. I'm Drew Doherty. I'm your host. Tonight we have a fun show because I got two of my favorites with me. I got one of my all-time favorite Texans, the great Danielle Manning, safety for the Houston Texans from 2011 through 2014, and the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. It's great to see you both. We have much to discuss, but first, let's get some news of the week out of the way because J.J. Watt has returned to the practice field and he's going to play. He says he's feeling much better and there's been talk about a play count. We'll see how much he actually plays snap-wise, but nonetheless, he's just ready.
It feels very good to be back out there. You know, as a football player, you love being out there with your teammates. You love competing. You love this time of the year. I may have this every year. You get to miss training camp, have fresh legs for the first week. It's not the worst thing in the world, you know?
It's the 2016 debut for Watt. It's the Texans' debut in the regular season for Brock Osweiler, and he can't wait to run out of the tunnel.
You know, week one, opening weekend of the NFL season is, it's special. You know, there's a ton of excitement. There's a lot of energy. You can feel it around the city. And there's a lot of work that went into getting to this point.
Osweiler still hasn't played with starting right tackle Derek Newton. He missed all of preseason with a quad injury, a hamstring injury, but he's back now. And Derek Newton says the O-line held up nicely in August, but he's ready to mesh with him.
Kind of felt like I needed to be out there, but at the same time, I knew those guys could handle it. And when I come back, we'll be back with the same chemistry.
All right, good to have the big right tackle back, Derek Newton. He was a rookie when you came here to the Texans. But, Danielle, let's start with the quarterback position. It's the straw that stirs the drink. What is your expectation for Brock Osweiler, not just tomorrow, but for this season?
I think he should come in and just get the guys settled in. I mean, I know it's his first game as a Texan, and it's a big opponent. But I just feel like he just needs to rattle the guys, settle in himself. I think he knows how to play a quarterback. Nobody needs to tell him how to play quarterback. He knows that.
Yeah, it's his second time playing the Bears, his first start last year. Against Chicago, he gets the win. Mark, he said he doesn't get nervous. He has no nerves. I kind of doubt that just a little bit. But what do you want to see from him tomorrow?
Do you get nervous during this show?
Absolutely.
I always think that you're not living life full enough if you don't get nervous every once in a while, right? And, you know, we got a guy right here who's played in some huge games who could probably speak to this. But I think, you know, a few butterflies are probably good here. He doesn't want to go there, though. I think he's a real cerebral guy in a very good way. I think he's going to get everybody in the right spot, lined up right, execute the offense. The big question is, will they be able to run the football? That would make life easier for him.
Yeah, he touches on the cerebral part of it. This offense is different than other offenses that you've been around and stuff, but what do you think about how he can run the Bill O'Brien offense and the intricacies of it?
I mean, again, he's out there with guys that's ran this offense. Just, you know, just great feedback. Mm-hmm. But again, like I said, it goes back to this guy knows how to play quarterback, and he just built off that confidence. And again, just first game, just keep guys rattled down. You're going to make plays, excitement game. Things are going to happen. You just got to continue to keep the guys mellowed out, cooled out. You'll be great.
I like it. Stay cool. That's a good thing. Is it a little tougher, though, Mark, to stay cool when one of the best left tackles in the game is not out there? Dwayne Brown, not probably going to play tomorrow.
I think that affects them. But, you know, Chris Clark, when they made that deal for him last year, I think it really helped. That's a great insurance policy to have at either tackle position. Kendall Lamb coming along well as well. So we'll see how Newton's reps go as this game progresses. I think they're in good shape. The fact that Clark and Lamb played the bulk of the preseason, all the preseason, I think really helps them. They've got good playing time with this new offense. That's bound to be a big aid.
Yeah, Mark brings up a good point. They looked solid in protecting during the preseason, but you can speak to this. A, on the field, what does Dwayne Brown mean? But B, what's he mean leadership-wise as well?
Man, this guy played the game. I've just watched him play. The guys he had to go against, you know, pro bowlers, everybody. And he stood in there, and he's been here the longest. So he knows, and he knows how to play this game. Guy's been through some battles. I think this is just something that the team has to adjust with. It's nothing they can really do about it. You got to get out there and play, and he'll love to be out there.
Yeah, he's right. He had a baptism by fire in 2008 as a rookie, seeing the likes of DeMarcus Ware and the rest. What about the firepower, though, Danielle? You, as a safety, this would have kind of made you take pause and kind of step back a little bit, seeing the likes of DeAndre Hopkins, seeing the likes of Will Fuller and the speed there.
I'm just glad I'm retired. Not even camp with those guys, man.
A little easier sitting in between.
It is. I could talk about. I could talk back and talk about other guys that's playing, man. I mean, this firepower is very embarrassing because you can put those guys in positions and mismatch. It's just really hard to contain that. And knowing that, like I said about the quarterback, he can got the arm to get it there. He's so smart. It's a great, great way they put this team together.
There's not been this sort of excitement, firepower-wise, offensively, in quite some time around here, is there? Or has there been?
You know, it's funny, Drew, because when they really had it going on offense here, you had Andre Johnson, Arian Foster, and Owen Daniels. You had three Pro Bowlers who were really good.
Yeah.
But I think that talent-wise, this group could potentially be better. But we have to see them do it. You know, I just think when you look at Will Fuller's Jets, when you look at Braxton Miller, what he can add to this offense in the slot, moving around Lamar Miller with his speed out of the backfield, and he can catch the ball. They've got a lot of options to work with. It's going to be fun to watch it develop. If you're Osweiler, you can't play the whole season in one game. Just take it one drive at a time, see what happens.
Will Fuller, the deep threat, I mean, how much of a, as from a safety standpoint, how much of a concern is that?
It's big because you have to respect the pass. That's where it helps the running game a lot. And when you got guys that can stretch the field and pull safeties out of position, we can't stay on some guys a long time when we're reading. It opens it up, opens the middle field up, it opens the run game up, and then you're playing in a whole dimension. Instead of making the offense one-dimensional, they're playing in every. Also, it's hard to stop offense like that.
Okay, Danielle, Mark, stay put. We've got much more to discuss. We've got to also do a telestrator in a little bit, but coming back, number 99 is in our crosshairs. We're talking J.J. Watt and his impact on the defense and how things might switch around. Don't go anywhere. This is Texans Extra Points.
Being a Bear. I'd probably give the upper hand to the Bear. He has claws and teeth. You never know, though. I mean, I like my odds against anything.
I guess because the Texans are playing the Bears tomorrow, somebody thought they'd be funny, and they asked J.J. what would happen if he wrestled a bear. I saw The Revenant, and I that whole scene was going on. I watched it. I didn't even watch it. I just listened, and that was enough. Like, it traumatized me. Anyways, let's talk football. J.J. Watt's back. Led the NFL in sacks last year, three-time Defensive Player of the Year. What's different about this defense, though, that did a lot of nice things in August without him. Mm-hmm. How much do they have to adjust now with him back in the lineup?
I don't think they need to adjust. You know, they know J.J.'s going to come in and be J.J., do what J.J. does. Those guys got to continue to pick up what J.J. was when he wasn't around. They have to continue to play like that.
Yeah.
And they play phenomenal. This seems like it should be better this way. You add J.J., you keep doing what you're doing. It's hard to stop that.
Yeah, they led the NFL preseason in turnovers and takeaways created. Mm-hmm. That's a nice thing when you're adding in one of the best ever to play the game.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And you have Jadeveon Clowney coming in healthy. You have Whitney Mercilus coming in after his breakout season last year with 12 sacks. And you hope to pick up where you left off in the regular season anyway in the finale against Jacksonville when they were so dominant. Have to try to start that way this year, Drew. You got the Bears and the Chiefs. Let's not look ahead. But this is a tougher than expected matchup because they've got healthy receivers coming to the table. Jay Cutler gets a lot of love from the analytics people for being good against pressure and all that. So you got to be careful with him, and it's going to behoove them to get into that backfield early and often.
Yeah, and, you know, we all get asked, I know, hey, is J.J. coming back too soon? Mm-hmm. Hey, is J.J.'s back? All right. Well, we're not doctors. We don't know. But they wouldn't send him out there if he wasn't ready to go, right?
And J.J. wouldn't go out there if he wasn't ready
right.
to go. You know, I think he's a smart enough guy. He's played a while, and he's been at the top. You know, they say he's always lonely at the top. So J.J. want to come back and play and be with his teammates. He knows the right way to come in, when to come in, and when not to play.
I don't think you'll be able to get him out of the game. And that's I think the coaches might want to at some point just to take him out, reduce the reps or whatever. Good luck trying to pull 99 out, right?
Well, I agree with that because you want to preserve that guy for a long time. You know, this is the opening game. It's NFC game. Doesn't really count against the Bears. So, you know, but you want to be smart. Make sure he's getting in, get plays. And if he wants to play and he's playing well, I'm not taking him out.
All right, your safety. We got to get your thoughts on the safeties, Andre Howe, Quinton Demps. What's the big challenge for them tomorrow? Going against a guy like Jay Cutler, who can turn the ball over, but when he gets hot, you better look out.
I think the way you play Jay Cutler is just a patient game. Just be at your spots. Don't try to make too much out of it. Just be at your spots, and he'll eventually throw you one. He's always been that way. He's been his rep. I think he was a teammate of mine when I was in Chicago, and that was the thing we would do in practice, just be in our spots, and he'll throw one at you.
Something tells me that he threw you one or two over there, right?
He did.
What was the reaction?
Well, he didn't say much to me during the game, but after the game, I said, hey, I remember watching film with you and just talking to those guys. They were like, look, just stay in your spot. Don't do too much, and he'll throw you one.
Yeah. How about the game this guy had, though, against the Bears in 2012?
Hold on. That's coming later.
Okay. I think we should suit him up.
That would be fun.
I don't think I can run with those guys right there.
Not now, huh?
Hey, but the challenge with Cutler tomorrow, as far as the safety, the back-end position, we all talk about the front seven and all the talent there, justifiably so, but the guys in the secondary have been really impressive as well.
It's the old chicken and egg thing, right, with the pass rush, because the pass rush creates pressure, which creates pick-offable balls, interceptable balls, if you will. Now, if you've got great coverage on the back end, maybe the quarterback holds that ball just a little bit longer, and then, bam, the pass rush can get to him. So they help each other out. And I think this is a loaded secondary. Oh. Andre Hallen, his second year as a safety, I'm really looking forward to seeing what he does this year.
I'm impressed by him.
I'm also looking forward to Jadeveon Clowney and what he does as well, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. We also are going to go to the Telestrator, but don't go anywhere because Texans Extra Points returns in just a quick second.
Texans Extra Points has been brought to you by Reliant. Keeps you powered at home, at work, and on the go.
Scrambles out to the right side, dumps it off across the 50. Fumble on the play, picked up by Houston. It's Dobbins with the return after Manning made the hit.
Now, how perfect is that? Texans are playing the Bears. The guy that made that hit is sitting next to me, and the guy that called that hit sitting next to him, Vandermeer, Manning. Good to see you guys. Let's take a stroll down memory lane before we get back to the current bunch of Texans. 7-1, facing 7-1 on Sunday Night Football in 2012, and that was the very first play from scrimmage. You lit him up and really set a tone for the game.
It felt good, man. You know, it really did. But prior to that game or the week leading up to that game, I never made it a personal issue. And I was telling my teammates, yeah, you are. So we get to the game, and Jay Cutler looking at me, and I was creeping down, like showing a cover one look, like I was going to cover the tight end. He checked backside receiver, checked the front side receiver, and the guy, tight end, stayed in for a pass block and released. I ended up leaving him. He's pass block, released, and I saw Jay Cutler scrambling around. Great pressure, but he scrambled. I made a play. Got caught the ball, and I just knew he didn't see me. Gave him everything I had. Everything I had.
That was a fun one.
It was a great night. Like you said, both teams were excellent. It was a national television broadcast. And didn't you make the speech the night before to the team?
Still on top of the chair and everything, Mark.
Yep. Okay. Your best Newt Rockne. I love
it. Right. Those guys laughed at me. It was funny.
Well, it worked.
Texans won that one, went to 8-1. Eventually, we'd go to 11-1, win the 12 games, go to the playoffs. That was fun times back in 2012. Okay, let's talk about this current bunch. We were just discussing pressure on that play. A guy who's caused some pressure in August, Jadeveon Clowney. You played with him when he was a rookie.
I did.
Just for a little bit.
Right.
Because he only had the four games. But what's your expectation for him after seeing what he's done this August and hearing what he said about his health and feeling good and not being nagged by the injuries that have been there? Right.
I think this guy's still special. You know, they drafted a number one up for a reason. And everybody is waiting for it, you know, and I think now is the time. You're going to battle with injuries. Those injuries are tough, but he still wants to get on the field. The team's still believing in him, the ownership, the coaches. I think everything is behind him now. Just play football. Mark, I think that's what we're going to get.
And, Mark, you're of the mind that once the sack or sacks come, they come in bunches with him, right?
Yeah, because he had 4.5 in 8 games, which is not torrid pace, but it's a nice pace. And I think if he breaks the seal early this year, he's going to go on a run. Now, we all want to see him healthy. If he's healthy, I've always said this, he's making plays. The coaches say it. Everybody knows it. Look at the guy. He's Adonis in a football uniform. He can make plays. He just has to stay out of the trainer's room, and I think everything's going to take care of itself in this defense.
And against the Chicago Bears offensive line, it's a little bit in flux. They just added a new part, albeit a good one, earlier this week. But what do you see matchup-wise there with what they have up front with him?
I mean, that our defense is way more advanced for us. They've been together for a long time. Have this unit been together, played a while. They understand the defense. That offense have put in some pieces here and there. And I feel like Jay is still not really comfortable with them. Our defense is Vince Winford, those guys on the end, the defense, just the defense, period. And I think that's the winning advantage that we have.
It's a really good point. He brings up the kind of the uncertainty there offensively with Cutler.
Well, they just signed Josh Sitton last week after he got cut by Green Bay, and they immediately put him into the starting lineup. Right. It shows you what kind of condition that O-line was in. And they're running the ball with Jeremy Langford instead of Matt Forte, who's now in New York. So it's going to be tough for them. Now, if they're able to get some ground gains, then it's going to be a difficult day because they do have guys on the edge that can beat you. These receivers are really talented.
Really,
it's just that they haven't played a whole lot because Jeffrey was hurt last year. White missed the whole season. But they're out there opening day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because you were a good safety, we've talked safeties, but you were also a really darn good return man as well. Texans have been lacking in that department recently, but this year, it looks like, with the additions they've made through the draft, there's some quote-unquote juice, as Bill O'Brien likes to call it, at the return game. How important is that based on what we've seen over the last few years here?
I mean, special teams is like one of my heart, especially playing in the National Football League. I feel like without that, you can't win any games. You have to be – it's a field position. This is a very – everyone across the board is talented. You got to find those hidden yards and dominate in there. And I feel like special teams provide that. If you're not playing the way you need to, most likely, most of the time, you're going to end up being the one that's losing that game.
Yeah. And we saw a glimpse of it with Tyler Irvin in the 58-yarder in the preseason. But we got to see it in the regular season.
I think it's a big factor. You know, Irvin, you would have loved to see a little bit more from him in the preseason, I think, Drew. They didn't play him in game four. I get it, because you don't want to get anybody hurt. But he did show flashes of what he can bring. That 59-yard return he had, if it had been a regular season game, that's the longest return for the Texans in 6 years. So let's just see what Irvin does. I think they'll, you know, keep it simple as possible for him in the early going. But, you know, get him acclimated. Let's see what he can do as the year progresses.
And key asterisk by that stat you just put out there, longest in a regular season, because
this guy
peeled off a few long ones in between that span at
playoffs.
Baltimore, at New England. Yeah, good stuff back then. Okay, we've got much more to get to. We've got keys to the game, but right now we turn to our guy, John Harris, does X's and O's with us in the Telestrator.
Welcome into Texas Telestrator, presented by BMW. I'm John Harris, and we're going to take a look at defensive pursuit. Coach O'Brien earlier this week talked about what made up a great defense. And one of the things that he mentioned was all 11 guys to the ball. Now, it's not possible every single play, but this is the first play against the Cardinals. And they're going to try and throw a little slip screen out here to David Johnson, the running back. Carson Palmer's going to drop a little bit more and try and hit Johnson out here with blockers out in front. This play should go for a whole heck of a lot more than 0 yards. But that's exactly what happens. Now, let's take a look at why. First of all, we're going to see Whitney Mercilus blaze this edge right here, and he's going to put just enough pressure on Carson Palmer off the edge to make this throw a little bit uncomfortable. The second thing we're going to do is we're going to look at these two guys in here, Vince Wilfork and Christian Covington. They're going to hold up these blockers right here such that they can't get out on the screen once they realize what it is. And then we're going to keep an eye on Bernardrick McKinney and Brian Cushing. They see it right away. They recognize it. And all of a sudden, when Palmer's about to throw, and you can see him about to throw right here, you can see these two guys, boom, boom, here they come. Now, when you've got a 6'2", 230-pound running back with the ball in the flat, and you got to make an open field tackle, there's some guys that make business decisions and sort of sidestep or ole. Not this defense. David Johnson catches his ball. And look at the blue shirts. Here comes Bernardrick in great shape. You got Andre Howe filling here. You got Cushing come from the inside. And you got all four defensive linemen sprinting to get there. Where can Johnson go with this football? Nowhere, really. Look at the pursuit. There's Bernardrick in great position. Cuts it back inside. And look at how many blue shirts are at the football. That is what Coach O'Brien talked about with a great defense. Guys, get to the football. Take a look at the end zone angle, and you can see especially what's going on up inside with Bernardrick and Brian Cushing right here and how they get to the football. It's a good read here. Carson drops. Whitney makes it a little bit uncomfortable, and now look at them all flow from the inside. Man, this is perfect pursuit from behind. Good angle. Not following a blue shirt. Getting in position in case he cuts it back. Not giving him the sideline, and Andre Howe there to protect the sideline. That is great team defense. That even goes for a tackle for a loss. That, my friends, is what you have to see against the Chicago Bears. Great team defense. Pursuit to the football, tackle in space. Texans do that. We're going to have a good day on Sunday. We'll be right back after this.
All right, glad you're back with us. Texans Bears tomorrow at noon right here at NRG Stadium. We got Daniel Manning, we got Mark Vandermeer. This is a fun one. It's always, always great to kick off the season and do it at home. We'll have the Liberty Whites on. It'll be fresh. Everybody's excited. What are some keys to the game tomorrow for you?
You know, I think it's important to get off to a good start. Don't give the Bears confidence. Now, a lot of people, if you listen to all the pundits, you know, they're not giving the Bears a good shot here. They're not the favored team and
We've
all of that.
We've been lulled into that story
Yeah, you
before,
can't get right? Look, last year I thought Kansas City wasn't going to be as difficult as it was. I thought it was going to be a win for the Texans. Look what happened.
Right.
So Bill O'Brien's not going to have any of that. He's going to have the guys fully dialed in. You can't listen to all the noise, as they call it. But the most important thing is execute early. Don't turn it over. You know, if you get a turnover, you know, hopefully it's like in their end and not a damaging one. Mm-hmm. Let's see if they can get some ground game going with Lamar Miller. Get Osweiler to pop a few big plays. Get the lead for this defense. And Danielle, you know what that means to the defense. You know, if you can get them a lead, then you get the pass rushers firing and all of that.
I totally agree.
What about you, man? Keys to tomorrow.
Piggyback with him, but the word I use is the triple C's is confidence, correction, and control.
All right, explain. What does that mean?
Confidence, the guys got to come in and start out early. You know, and then things that you didn't do right, go back, correct them, get the correction, get back out there and control the game.
I like it.
Dominate the game, play physical. That's what we're known for. Since I've been here, since I played it against the Texans in my 9 years playing, this team has always been physical. And that's our staple, and it should always be that way.
Yeah. I want to see the pass rush at full throttle with Watt, with Merciless, with Clowney, because we talked about Watt and Clowney. We didn't even talk about Merciless. He had a dozen sacks last year. I mean, he was such a difference maker. You're going to put some pressure on Jay Cutler, and you know, we know what he can do.
I have all
pressure.
The confidence in that that they will do that. And don't forget, this game is about having fun. At the end of the day, have fun.
Really?
Have fun.
Okay, I like that.
Well, I've had fun with you two. I hope you all have had fun, and we can't wait to see you next week here on Texans Extra Points. In the meanwhile, let's go Texans, beat those Bears. We'll see you later.